The top story we're tracking this hour, U.S. President Donald Trump evacuated by his security detail after gunshots were fired at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. His aides say the president is safe, with unconfirmed reports adding that a shooter has been taken into custody. Nick Harper has been tracking developments for CNA from Washington, D.C., and he joins us live. Nick, what do we know so far?
Well, Ronnie, some chaotic scenes in that ballroom just ahead of Donald Trump's speech, which would have been his first at the White House dinner that is held every single year, but which Donald Trump has never attended. In the videos, we can hear some gunshots being fired, and at which point the president, the first lady and various other members of his cabinet are rushed from the room. Various reporting since then has suggested that the gunman was tackled by law enforcement officers very close to the Magnum monitors, or rather the metal detectors, that were placed inside the venue to screen guests to make sure that they didn't have any weapons upon them. We're told that that alleged gunman was tackled to the floor, potentially firing as many as 5 to 9 shots. It's unclear whether those shots struck anyone, whether there were any injuries. But we have heard that Donald Trump and the First Lady and all members of the cabinet are uninjured. Donald Trump even posting on social media saying that he is in a perfect condition. He plans to speak before the world's media. He said within the next 30 minutes, probably now within the next 15 minutes or so, and said that the event would be rescheduled in the next 30 days. There had been some speculation that he may even take to the stage tonight at the dinner to give his speech. That won't happen, but a press conference will.
Nick, do we know any details about the motive for this shooting?
No details at this stage, Rani. We have heard, though, from law enforcement confirming that a man is in custody, that person apprehended. It would seem not within the actual ballroom itself, and therefore at this stage it's unclear of the motive or really anything about that alleged shooter himself. Those are details which will undoubtedly come out, I'm sure, very, very quickly over the coming hours. It is an investigation that will span multiple agencies. Bear in mind that on the scene tonight, protecting the president was the Secret Service, but there were other law enforcement officials there, including the DC police and the head of the FBI. FBI Director Kash Patel was one of the people who was ushered from the room. It is likely that the FBI will now be involved in that pending investigation. More details probably from Patel as well in the coming hours.
Nick, this isn't the first time President Trump's life has been threatened. Given this latest incident, can we expect to see any changes in security measures for him?
Well, we could potentially, but bear in mind, Rani, that those security measures had already been ramped up. This now the third, it would seem, alleged assassination attempt against the president. That first one in Bucknell, Pennsylvania, when he was campaigning ahead of the November 2024 election, a gunman firing from a roof, nicking his ear with a bullet and killing one of his fans who was seated behind him. The second assassination attempt was on one of his golf courses in southern Florida. The gunman didn't fire on the president, but was seen in the bushes and detained by Secret Service, who chased after him, and a gun was located on the scene. This now potentially the third assassination attempt, or rather attempted assassination attempt. And bear in mind that this is a hotel that has historical precedence when it comes to assassination attempts. The Washington Hilton is also the same location where Ronald Reagan narrowly missed an assassination attempt on his life back in March 1981. He was injured in that incident, and one of his team was also shot and later died from his injuries. Undoubtedly, there will be many questions that now need to be answered, in particular surrounding the security, whether there was enough, and how someone with a weapon was able to get not just inside the hotel, but very close to the U.S. president as well.
Thank you, Nick, for those updates and insights. Nick Harper reporting for CNA from Washington, D.C.